Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Boosting your immune system is one of the best things you can do because it's your body's key defense when it comes to fighting a virus and even cancer. Even if you're exposed to a virus, COVID or more, if your immune system is strong, you have a better chance of not getting sick. Today, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, will share some important information on how we can keep our immune system strong and vigorous year-round. Dr. Susan, welcome back to the program. Great topic. Great to have you back with us.
Yes, this is such an important topic because I'd prefer to live disease-free all the time. And our immune system was designed by God to keep our bodies as healthy as possible. We just have to take care of the immune system and choose to live the healthiest lifestyle possible. We'll talk about that today.
You're going to help us do that. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones. Her website, susansmithjones.com. And let's start with immune system. We hear that mentioned a lot. What exactly is the immune system? What makes it up? What's it composed of?
Okay, so very briefly, our immune system is a very complex network of white blood cells, organs, tissues of the lymph system, and other things. And this immune system is spread throughout the body, and it involves all kinds of cells and organs, proteins, tissues. It includes your thymus, your spleen, tonsils, lymph nodes, lymph vessels, and bone marrow. And I, you know, as a kid, maybe it was the same for you. When you had a sore throat when I was 5 years old, what did they do when you had a sore throat? They took out your tonsils.
If you had a sore throat, your tonsils were gone.
Yeah. So because that's part of the immune system, I wish I still had my tonsils. So it's different in this day and age, but that's what they did when I was young. A few years ago, and the immune system defends you every day against germs and microorganisms like bacteria, viruses, parasites, fungi, and in most cases, the immune system successfully keeps you healthy and free of serious infections.
The obvious question then, we hear that and we hear with the immune system, if it's functioning properly, we've got a very good chance of staying healthy, remaining healthy. How can we maintain a healthy immune system? What are the keys to doing that?
Okay, so there are multiple ways, Rick, that you can help strengthen and protect your beautiful immune system so that it's ready to engage in a serious attack if it needs to. Let's say your health is threatened. And boosting your immune system is a lot easier than you might think because with the right adjustments to your lifestyle and everyday habits, you can keep your system in the best health possible and strong enough to protect against the germs and viruses that are always filling the air. And especially this time of year when it starts to get colder and flu and colds are more prevalent. But all these tips I'll talk about in a moment, if you follow these, you'll have the best possible health and be strong enough to protect against the germs and viruses that fill the air. And to start, aside from other lifestyle choices we'll talk about in a moment, sometimes it's prudent and smart to boost some of the supplements you take. Really, if you take a multivitamin mineral supplement, let's make sure these things I'm about to discuss with you, the vitamins and minerals, are in the multi that you take, if you take one. And during this time of year, or remember when COVID was all over?
Yes.
Lockdown everywhere. I made sure I took extra of some of these supplements I'm about to talk to you about here.
Well, these are important, and we hear so many supplements mentioned and advertised, and from friends, they talk about they're taking this, they're taking that. let's focus on the ones that really are beneficial, the ones we should be taking, the ones that are included in the multivitamin that you're talking about.
Yeah, so check your label. I'll go through a few. First is zinc. Zinc is a really important mineral, and it's essential to the normal function of many organs and systems within the body, including the skeletal, the neurological, the endocrine systems. But it's also necessary for the formation of collagen, that's good for the skin too, and supports a healthy immune system function. So make sure you have some zinc in a multi. When it's a season like now, I always have a little extra bottle of zinc, and I took extra zinc during the height of COVID as well, even though there's a little bit of an uptick of it here where I am in West LA right now.
How about vitamin C? That's something that people talk about for a number of reasons. Is that important to add that to our daily intake of vitamins and supplements?
Yes. And by the way, very quickly, IOS means intracellular oxidative stress. And it's the cause, really, of all disease. It's when you lose electrons. You want to increase the electrons in your body. A lot of people are electron deficient. And vitamin C is one of those supplements that increases the electrons so that you've got the coupling of the electrons. When they're uncoupled, like when they get a divorce, then you've got more free radicals running throughout your body, which age you quickly, cause all kinds of disease. So vitamin C, the research on vitamin C shows it's antiviral, antitoxin, antibacterial, anti-cancer, and all this research goes back to the 1930s and 40s. I take a large amount of vitamin C every day. I take huge amounts. And I just know that if I have a little extra that maybe my body doesn't need, that I'll see it in the bathroom a little bit later. But I've done enough research over the decades on vitamin C that I know how important it is for the body. And most animals make it. Goats make 13,000 milligrams of vitamin C in their body. And when you're under any extra stress, you need extra vitamin C. You use it up quickly. But humans don't make vitamin C, so you've got to make sure you get enough of that. And then the other one that's huge, and it's good to get a blood test with your doctor to see the level of vitamin D in your body. I have to take a lot extra. I don't absorb it that well. I take 10,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, and then I'm on the higher range when you look at the blood test of about 70, where I want to be. But vitamin D3, Rick, is used by the immune system to produce antimicrobial, antiviral peptides, and it's especially important in the upper and lower respiratory tract, where vitamin D has been seen to bolster the immune system when facing an acute respiratory tract infection. And when COVID was at its height, let's hope we never get there again, they discovered in studies that 70% of the patients that had to be in the hospital were low in vitamin D. But you don't just assume that you're getting enough. I live in sunny Brentwood, Santa Monica. I hike a lot. I'm in the sun. And yet, a few years ago, I had a vitamin D test, and I knew that I'd be fine. And the doctor even personally called me and said, I've hardly ever seen a level this low. And at that time, I was taking 1,000 IUs a day. So through a few studies, in every 3 months I would do a blood test, I found that my body needs 10,000 IUs a day, and then I'm at the right level in the blood. So, and make sure whenever you take vitamin D, you take it with a meal that has some fat in it, so it absorbs a little bit better. So vitamin D, so zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D, and then there's nascent iodine, N-A-S-C-E-N-T, okay. Iodine. It's a special form of iodine, and it's shown to be particularly useful in strengthening the immune system. So I have a little dropper bottle of it, and every morning I get up, and on an empty stomach, I put a dropper full either on my tongue, or if you don't like how it tastes, I'm used to it, and on an empty stomach, or in a little shot glass of 2 ounces of water, and I drink that down, and then I wait 10 minutes to make sure it gets in my system. Most Americans are deficient in iodine, and then that can cause big problems with thyroid. So you can talk to your doctor about that. Let me see. Three more would be selenium. That plays a vital role in the immune system. It's important for the activity of the antioxidant enzyme called glutathione, which is the master antioxidant in the body. Selenium's also important for preventing blood coagulation reactions. So, and that's in a multi I take.
Okay.
I take extra, a little extra, of quercetin. A lot of people didn't know what that was till COVID hit, and then you heard about quercetin.
Yes.
So very, very simply, it's a bioflavonoid. It really supports the healthy immune function, supports a healthy inflammatory response. That's so important. Promotes cardiovascular and endothelial health. And quercetin makes it more difficult for viruses like COVID and other viruses to enter our cells and set up home. So I take a little extra. It's not in my multi. So I have a little extra bottle of that that I take every day. And then there's silver. You think silver, you know, you probably use that to eat food, or you had that when you got married, you know, the setting of silver.
Yes.
That you never use. But there's something called nanosilver that I've been taking for decades. And nanosilver is a natural antibiotic, antiviral, antifungal, and antiparasitic. Bacteria do not develop resistance to it. And by the way, it was in long use way before modern antibiotics were developed. There are a lot of companies that sell nanosilver. And so I posted a blog today. If you go to my website, you can look at the blog, or if you're looking at this after the air date, just in the search bar, put nanosilver. I have a great article that I wrote with photos all about nanosilver, the history of it, what it's good for in the body. It looks like water. It's tasteless. I take a teaspoon in the morning, and if I'm under a lot of extra stress or it's cold and flu season, then in the afternoon I'll just put another teaspoon in a glass of water, and again, you can't even taste it. Something else I take every day, and I have for almost 20 years, we briefly talked about it. It's called Blue Magic. So, I posted another blog today, not only on nanosilver, but on Blue Magic. That's M-A-J-I-K. What is it? It's an aqua botanical cultivated from that pristine Klamath Lake in Oregon. And Blue Magic is made up of something called phycocyanin. Cyan means a blue color. And that is a powerful antioxidant that quenches free radicals. There have been hundreds of studies on phycocyanin. So you can read the blog I posted today. Studies all over the world show it's an phycocyanin, the antioxidant is an anti-inflammatory, antiviral, anti-cancer. It really supports brain health. And you want about 400 to 800 milligrams a day. In Blue Magic, that's one or two capsules. Probably one of the reasons I am never sick. And it is so powerful for the body. So you can read all about it on my website.
And the website is SusanSmithJones.com. Very simple, her name. Our guest on the program is holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith Jones. We're talking about boosting your immune system year-round. Great information there. A whole lot to remember. That's why you'll want to go to the website, get the information, her blog, and a wealth of information on her website. When we come back after these messages, let's talk about some of the lifestyle tips that Dr. Susan will share with us to keep our immune systems in a healthy state. And we do that right after these messages on This Week in America. Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, talking about boosting your immune system year-round. Our guest on the program is holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, PhD. We just talked about some nutritional supplements that you should be taking to boost your immune system. Now let's talk about, Susan, some lifestyle tips. What can we be doing to help ourselves? We wrote down all the nutritional supplements. We're going to add those to our diet, make sure they're in the vitamins we're taking. What can we do from a lifestyle standpoint to boost our immune system?
Yeah, and Rick, there's so much we can do. And by the way, I'm a really good example that all of this works, because in about, it's almost now, just shy of 45 years, I haven't had a cold or a flu. I've never had to take medication in my life.
That's amazing.
Because, yeah, I know how to keep my body healthy, and I'm definitely a senior. But I know what to eat and how to live to keep the body as healthy as possible. You and I are not putting down medications. Sometimes they're needed, but our first priority and commitment should be to live as healthy a lifestyle as we can. Now, most of these people will know about, but it's always good to have a little refresher. So the first lifestyle tip is stay hydrated. All major systems in our body, the immune system included, are impaired if you're dehydrated. So drink plenty of water, eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, especially raw, and doing this will also add to the hydration, make it easier, a lot of fruits and vegetables.
Hydration is good for everything, isn't it? It seems like everything we talk about, hydration is at the top of the list to try to combat that.
Yes, you know, 6 to 8 glasses of purified water every day. And, of course, we all know about healthy hygiene, but don't forget that germs are just about everywhere, and it's essential to always practice good hygiene. When you're out in public and you're pressing buttons and going to the ATM and the elevator and shopping carts, never touch your face, your mouth, or your eyes, because you don't know what you've just picked up on something you've touched. A lot of people just do it by habit, and they don't know they're touching their nose or their mouth. And make sure to wash your hands thoroughly throughout the day.
You know,
not just morning and night.
Yes.
If you're out in public, you wash your hands.
Doorknobs.
Or sprays.
Well, yeah, it's good to carry that. I was just going to say doorknobs is something that we do all the time. We really don't think about it. In fact, you're in a public restroom. You wash your hands. You dry your hands. You grab the doorknob and you walk out. I take a paper towel with me to open the door, because it's like I just saw that person in front of me. I don't know what he was doing in there, but I don't want to touch that doorknob.
Absolutely, you do that. And I love to make my own little hand sanitizer, and I make different fragrances.
Yes.
I put it in bottles, and I give them as gifts. And in one of my books, Wired for High-Level Wellness, I have a recipe. Also on my website, check my website, search bar for hand sanitizer. I give you a recipe on how to make it. Now, the next one, of course, we know this, but we don't all follow it. You've got to get enough sleep each night. Your body relies on the adequate amount of sleep each night, because when you sleep, you're encouraging cellular repair and helping your immune system maintain itself. So make that a top priority.
How about stress levels? You've talked about that before. When we get stressed, we need extra of the supplements you had talked about. How about stress? How do we keep that under control? And how negative is that if we have a lot of stress in our lives?
Oh, it's so good you brought that up. When you're overly anxious, stressed, or even depressed, like a lot of people are these days, how can you not be if you look at the news? Your overall immune system is then weakened, and then that will impair the function of your digestive system. So start dedicating more time to relaxing, deep breathing. Do your earthing in the backyard. If you have a backyard on natural grass, you can go to the search bar on my website and put in earthing, and you can see a great documentary on it. And that increases the electrons in your body, too. Try to keep a positive attitude. Accept that there are events that you cannot control. Maybe be assertive instead of aggressive. Assert your feelings, your opinions, your beliefs, instead of becoming angry, defensive, or passive. And what helps me keep my stress level down, which I love, not that I always love to do it, but when I finish exercise, I never say I wished I hadn't exercised today. But you want to exercise regularly, because the human body prospers when it's strong. And not only does exercise help you maintain a healthy weight, it strengthens your muscles, it keeps you younger, but it reduces stress levels, improves quality of sleep, and rids your body of toxins. So you want to try to get at least 2.5 hours of exercise. Some people think I'm going to say daily. No, don't worry. 2.5 hours each week. That's 30 minutes a day.
Well, that's a relief. I was hanging on there to see what you're going to say. I was one of those like, God, I hope she doesn't say daily.
Oh, no.
Please, no.
This is the crazy lady. Yeah, so that's about 30 minutes a week. Maybe you take a day or two off, maybe try to get 40 minutes in the other days. If you're just starting out, start with 15, add a minute or two a day, and work up to at least 30 minutes. If you have weight to lose, you want to do 45 minutes to an hour a day. And then, of course, a healthy diet. The power of a healthy diet is undeniable, because processed foods, and Rick, especially those with refined sugars, are known to break down the immune system. Cancer, by the way, feeds off sugars and processed foods. So you want to abandon the unhealthy options and opt for more natural, as many plant-based foods as you can. Lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, legumes, a few nuts and seeds. In my kitchen right now, I'm growing in quart-sized mason jars, three of them. This week, I'm doing broccoli sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, and red clover. Really easy to grow. It takes a minute of your time every day. I have a whole book about kitchen gardening, all about sprouting. And so remember, the right blend of vitamins, minerals, good healthy diet, a few extra supplements will fuel your body and help it to repair and restore you over time as you thrive.
All of this information and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. We've been talking about boosting your immune system year-round. You'll find more information, as I say, on her website. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you can follow Susan on Twitter, now X, at Susan Smith Jones. Sort of wrap it up here. You talked a whole lot. I listened a whole lot about everything we should be doing. Any final thoughts on what we should be doing to get through the season where a lot of us are going to be subjected to germs, to battling the cold, flu, that type of thing? How do we avoid it? So sort of tie it all together for us.
Yeah, well, just briefly, you know, an active, healthy lifestyle will go a long way towards ensuring that you are in the best health all year round. You don't have to get the flu or the cold because it's cold and flu season. So if you follow some of this advice, maybe take a few little extra supplements, change your diet, get more sleep. If you want to learn more about mental, spiritual health and vitality, definitely check out my book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. And then for the whole physical detox, rejuvenation, immune boosting system with recipes, check out their companion books. So I didn't want you to have a 600-page book.
Yes.
I put them into two. So the other book is called Wired for High-Level Wellness. On my website, you can get personally autographed copies from me if you want, which include a note. I write you a personal note. I include a bookmark. I send these all over the world. Or you can go to Amazon. And then don't forget to sign up for my free monthly healthy living newsletters. The next one will have a lot about immunity and how to take care of your body so that your body's strong enough to always take care of you.
Susan mentioned several of her books. She has, I think it's 30-ish now that Dr. Susan has written. You get all the information on our website. If you go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and click on her name, you will find all of her books. All of those are available. And again, you can get autographed copies when you go to Dr. Susan's website. All of this at SusanSmithJones.com. And that newsletter, you do this, it takes, what, seconds to sign up. You do it once a month, and people really look forward to all of the information there. And there really is a ton of information you have for us, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. So you just sign up once. So please know I don't inundate you with emails like a lot of companies do. And once a month, you'll get a beautiful newsletter all about healthy living, a lot of photos, sometimes jokes, recipes, and then also don't forget in the search bar at SusanSmithJones.com to put in Nano, N-A-N-O, Silver, and also Blue Magic, M-A-J-I-K, which are really good to boost the immune system, two supplements I've taken for over 15 years.
It's just amazing. And again, you'll be looking forward to the newsletter. As Dr. Susan said, this isn't like 8 newsletters you're going to get a day from her where you go like, not another one. This is something you're going to be looking forward to. It's beautifully put together, and you can sign up just in seconds by going to Dr. Susan's website, and once again, SusanSmithJones.com. The topic today, boosting your immune system year-round. Follow Dr. Susan on Twitter, now X at Susan Smith Jones. Dr. Susan, it's always a pleasure. Looking forward to next month. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you. I'm excited to be with you again next month. And everybody, celebrate life, celebrate yourself, celebrate all your loved ones.
And you make it easier for us to do that by following all of the information provided in Dr. Susan's books and, of course, her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.